So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that Shmuel holds it is only an Issa Drabbanan to bring in and leave a Sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash. Since only those types of Tumah that have Tahara B'Mikvah can become Tahara by being immersed in the Mikvah are included in the Issa D'Oraisa of Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara then debates whether Shmuel's ruling is actually a Machlokes Tanoim or our Mishnah completely disagrees with Shmuel and holds that bringing a Sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash is an Issa D'Oraisa. First, the Gemara suggests that we explain the first machlokes in our Mishnah as depending on whether the Issa of having the Sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash is an Issa D'Oraisa. Rabbi Yochanan Bereka holds we should remove it as quickly as possible because it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds we should wait for wooden tongs because it is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Gemara then says that we can explain the machlokes differently. All agree that it's Asa D'Oraisa, but disagree as follows. Rabbi Yochanan Bereka holds he should take the Sheretz out with the Avnet because afushe tuma adif. It's better to add the tuma of the avnate rather than prolong the tuma of the sheretz, which is incumbent upon him to remove as quickly as possible. Yehuda holds we wait for the wooden tongs because shihuye tuma adif. It's better to leave the sheretz there a bit longer rather than add tuma by causing the avnate to become tameh, because having the avnate tameh in the azara is also an issa d'oraisa. Next, the Gemara suggests that we explain the second machlokes in our Mishnah as depending on whether the Isser of having the Sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash is an Isser D'Oraisa. Rabbi Akiva holds that we must remove a Sheretz from anywhere in the Azara because it's an Isser D'Oraisa, and the Chacham therefore waived the Isser of Muktzah. Rabbi Shimon ben Anas holds that we do not remove a Sheretz from everywhere in the Azara because it is only an Isser D'Rabbanan, and the Chacham waived the Isser of Muktzah only min ha-heichel u min ha-ulam u mi bein ha-ulam l'mizbeach, as Rashi says, mishum kovet ha-shchina. However, the Gemara says that we can explain the machlokes differently, as Rashi explains. All agree hamachna sheretz chayiv. It's asa mid'oraisa to bring in a sheretz to the azara, but disagree whether the issa d'rabbanan of muktzah is waived in order to take out a sheretz that is already there. Rabbi Akiva holds that we remove a sheretz from the anywhere in the azara because the Chacham indeed waived the issa of muktzah. Rabbi Menanis holds that we do not remove a sheretz from the general areas of the azara because the Chacham did not waive the issa of muktzah in order to remove tumah. However, they did waive it in the areas of min ha-heichel, or min ha-ulam, or min ha-ulam l'mizbeach, mishum kavad ha-shchina. The Gemara cites two braises. One braise teaches the order of priority of who should remove a sheretz or do repairs. Mitzvah b'kahanim. Ideally, it should be kahanim. Im ein shem kahanim, nechnasim levim. If there are no kahanim available, then levim may come in. Ein shem levim, nechnasim yisraelim. If even levim are not available, then yisraelim may go in. Tahirin in, tamei in lai. But Tamei people, even Kahanim, certainly should not go in. According to this Braisa, Yisrael Tahar precedes Kohen Tamei. Another Braisa teaches the order of priority of who should do repairs as follows. Mitzvah b'tamimim, unblemished Kahanim are preferred. Ein sham tamimim nechnasi balimumin. If tamimim are not available, balimumin may go in. Mitzvah b'tahirin, Tahar Kahanim are preferred. Ein sham tahirim nechnasin tamim. If tahirin are not available, tamayin may go in. However, Kahanim in Yisraelim loy. Only Kahanim and no Yisraelim may go in. According to this Braisa, Kohen Tameh precedes Yisrael Tar. The second Braisa was taught by Rav Kahana, upon which the Gemara comments, Rav Kahana misayeya Kahana. Rav Kahana, who was a Kohen, prefers Kahanim. Ibailhu, Tameh u Balmum, Ezmem Nechnes. If the choice is between a Kohen Tameh and a Kohen Balmum, which is preferred? Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, says that the Kohen Tameh is preferred, because we sometimes allow Tamei Kahanim to do the Avaida when the majority are Tamei, but a Balmum can never do the Avaida. Rebbe Elazar says we prefer a Balmum who is allowed to eat Karbanas, but not a Kohen Tamei who may not. The last line of the Mishnah has said, Reb Shimon Omer, Mokim she'tiru l'cha chachamim, mishalcha nasnu l'ch, shelo hitiru l'cha el mishum shvus. Reb Shimon said that when the Chacham made something permissible, they gave you what is rightfully yours, because they only allow Isrim D'Rabbanan. The Gemara separates Reb Shimon's statement into two parts and explains each part. When he says that they are giving you what is rightfully yours, he is referring back to the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis, which says that according to Reb Shimon, even if you went 15 amos past the Tchum Shabbos, you can still go back in, since according to Reb Shimon, they set the Tchum markers closer than where the Tchum Shabbos really is. When he says Shalei Tiru Lecha Ele Mishum Shvus, he refers back to the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Beis, where Reb Shimon holds you can repair a harp string in the Beis HaMikdash only by tying a bow, but not by tying a knot. The Rabbanan allowed tying a bow, which can never lead to an Issa D'Oraisa. The Rabbanan would not allow a knot, which even when done temporarily, can lead to an issa deraisa if done permanently. We have Baruch Shem completed Masechtas Erevin, and in the following shiur, we will begin Masechtas Pesachim.